Well, hello, welcome again to Thought for the Day. Let's pray. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, as we come now again to your word, pray, Lord, that you would speak to us through your Holy Spirit. Lord, would our hearts be challenged to know whether or not we are right with you. Lord, we ask this for your praise and glory. Amen. We're reading the letter of Paul to Philemon, and we come today to verses 4 and 5. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. Well, because most of Paul's letters are quite long, I think we find it difficult to read them as letters. We tend to think of them as being books. But Philemon is different because Philemon is short. Now we know from Colossians chapter 4 that Paul sent this letter from Rome to the church in Colossae by the hand of Tychicus. We can presume therefore that first Tychicus would have read the longer of the two letters, the one we know as Colossians, to the assembled church fellowship. And at its conclusion, one can imagine Tychicus saying, "Well, brothers, I do have actually another letter from Paul, which he wants me to read to all of you." And so the silent congregation would have heard Tychicus starting to read those verses that we heard yesterday. But as he read on to today's verses, the hearers would have noticed something very different that we don't notice because we read this in English. That is that in the Greek, the word "you" that in yesterday's verses was always in the plural is now in the singular. It refers only to Philemon, and that will be the case for the next 17 verses. We can get something of Paul's intent by inserting Philemon's name after each of the "yous". So verse 4, "I always thank my God as I remember you, Philemon, in my prayers." And so the thought for today concerns the need for both a personal faith and a personal living of our Christian lives. We see Paul's personal faith in verse 4, where he talks of "my God and my prayers". When some 20 years ago, the Church of England published its new forms of service, it was noted that the wording of the Nicene Creed had been changed from "I believe in God" to "we believe in God". But no one comes to saving faith on the basis of "we believe". It must, to be true, be that "I believe". And because God was Paul's personal God, his personal Lord and King and Saviour, Paul's prayers were personal too. They were for him "my prayers", and they came truly from his heart to the throne of grace. Can the same be said of you and me and of the prayers that we pray? And then in verse 5, Paul writes to Philemon about your faith and your love, because Philemon too had a personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has a personal love for him too. It reminded me of Jesus' thrice asked question to the Apostle Peter in that post-resurrection appearance on the shores of Galilee. "Do you love me?" Jesus asked. Not of all the seven disciples who were there at the time, but just to Peter individually. And it's a question that Jesus asks of each of us personally. "Do you love me?" "Hark, my soul, it is the Lord. 'Tis my Saviour, hear his word. Jesus speaks and speaks to thee. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me?" Let's pray. Lord, we pray that our faith, like Paul's, like Philemon's, might be personal, that we can with the Apostle Peter say, "My Lord and my God". And we thank thee, Lord, that if we can, that therefore we can come with my prayers, with our prayers, to the throne of the grace of our Saviour Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you will imprint these truths on our hearts for your praise and glory. Amen.